Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What is a miracle? Someone might say, it's something that defies the natural laws of the physical universe. Another person may describe it as a supernatural encounter that lifts the realm of the impossible to the possible. You may be aware that God is a miracle-working God. At the same time, it could take you a long while to reflect on the last time you ever saw one, experienced one, or heard of one. Our guests today have lived their lives in a way that miracles have become a new normal. Doctors Russell and Mari Stewart are the senior pastors of the Ark Christian Center. The Ark Christian Center, a very vibrant church located in Kaneohe, the windward side of Oahu. And if you go there, you sense a genuine love for people that really comes out of Pastor Russell and Pastor Mari's heart. Love to for people and to see every person, every man, woman, and child living a victorious life in Jesus Christ. Now, as normal, at the beginning of our show, we like to pause even for a moment to remind you of the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show, to let you know how much God loves you, and He knows you. He knows you. He knows where you are right now. He knows what you're going through, what you're feeling. He knows the burdens that you're carrying. He knows even at times when you might feel despair, but you are not alone. And He's here to lift you, to strengthen you, to build you up. And you know, the thing is, not only in the good times, but in times when things are really rough. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a marvel to know? Well, we're here just to gently remind you in the name of the Lord of His love for you. Both Pastor Russell and Pastor Mari were born and raised in Hawaii. They accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They're going to share that with us, how that all came about, how God knitted their hearts together as husband and wife. They have two children, Rebecca and Jacob. And of course, you know, they're so close to their daughter-in-law and son-in-law Michael and daughter-in-law, Jolie. They have three grandchildren, Dakota, Hunter, and Elias. Pastor Russell and Pastor Mari, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Nice to be here.
You know, local style, we always want to know where someone grew up, what school they went to. So let's get straight to it. Pastor Russ, where did you grow up?
That's debatable. Some people say I've never grown up, but I was raised in the area of Kuakini, Liliha, around Merite housing, Kapalama housing, those places like that. So it was a great time. I grew up in the from the early 50s, 60s, when things were a lot different than they are now in those areas. I mean, today, you know, the police don't even want to drive through Merite housing. Back then, that's where all my friends were.
How about you, Pastor Mari? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kaneohe. I'm a Kaneohe girl. Moved to town for just a short while after we got married, but mm-hmm. was thrilled when we were able to move back to Kaneohe. So it's been my home, my stomping ground.
Well, the question that we ask here is, you know, what high school did you go to, Pastor Russ?
Let's see. Well, I started off, I went to a Christian school, Hawaii Baptist Academy, mm-hmm. Until the middle of eighth grade. And then they asked my parents nicely one day if they would please take me somewhere else. And then I went to Kawananakoa Intermediate, where I was introduced to the public school, government school system. And I was there for the middle of eighth grade to ninth grade. And then I was surprised to find out that when I went to Damien, where I graduated from, the year I went there, I was back in the ninth grade again. So I really enjoyed ninth grade. I went twice. Yeah.
It was just a moment of reinforcement, right? You know, sometimes, since you mentioned it, sometimes I wonder how many pastors, how many spiritual leaders were at some point in their life, as you say, gently asked to depart
from somewhere,
from some institution. And who would have known, right, back then, what God would do in your life and in the life of,
exactly.
of people who have had to exit in such a way.
Yeah.
Pastor Mari, what about you? You know, just tell it. Just tell it. Where did you go to school?
I stayed right there in Kaneohe. My parents, after I refused to go to kindergarten, finally got me enrolled in first grade and stayed there through sixth grade at St. Anne's Catholic School, mm-hmm. right there on Haiku Road. And I was very fortunate when I tested for Kamehameha that I got in and went to Kamehameha from seventh grade and was able to graduate there and had a wonderful time.
You know, someone that might be listening, you know, we're streaming live. You know, people can listen to the show wherever they are. And then, of course, they can go online and get it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. But people from the mainland and people maybe from, you know, another nation even would probably wonder, why does Danny always ask where people go to school? And I guess it's worth repeating or saying that in Hawaii, it's different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When we ask what school, we're not talking about, oh, whether you went to USC or UH or we want to know what high school.
It's a and, local yeah. thing.
And the marvel of it is that in an instant, we have a profile.
Yeah, exactly. It defines you.
Well, we all have to start somewhere. We all grow up somewhere. And it's good for us to reflect on the reality that God is with us wherever we are, even in those early years.
Absolutely.
And he's working in our lives. He
Definitely.
Sees a destiny. He's a God who has put, even as I look at you, there is greatness in you. And there's greatness, great potential in every one of our listeners. And maybe I might just speak to you heart to heart, my dear friend. There is greatness in you, even in the midst of what you might be going through. And God is going to bring it out through this time in your life. Who influenced you most in your growing up years, Pastor Russ?
You know, that's hard to say. you know, when I remember really clearly, very clearly in the second grade, when the teacher asked each person in the class, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And everybody had an idea of what they wanted to be, except for me. I really had no idea. I didn't want to, there was nothing that interested me or excited me about a profession. And it wasn't until I was at age 48 when we started the church and God called me into the ministry that was the first time I really had something I wanted to be. And I wanted to be a servant of God. I wanted to be a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it took me that long, though, to answer the question that was asked me in the second grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, did that help as far as,
Well, Pastor Mari, what about you? Who influenced you most in those growing up years?
I would have to say it was my mom and dad. I was raised in a very strong Catholic home. I'm one of six children. And reverencing God was just something we were taught to do from the very beginning. My dad was a vaudeville man from New York. My mom, a local gal who raised us well. She was Mrs. Hawaii back in 1963. Wow. So I was raised in what I consider a very blessed home in that I had two different streams of backgrounds that I was able to have blended in my life. And was exposed to a lot of wonderful things. My dad got involved in public relations, worked with several different airline. And I just thought that's how people lived, and grew up with brothers and sisters that we still have a great relationship. And attending church every Sunday was just something we did. It was not a question. But I know that it formed me, it shaped me. And so I always had a presence of God in my life. Mm-hmm. So just the diligence of my father's work habits, and then just the wonderful warmth and hospitality in my home with my mom's openness and phenomenal cooking skills. Mm-hmm. So I got to pick those up too.
Wow. And you are, Pastor Russell, you are a beneficiary of that blessing.
Oh yeah, you know, my mom was always a really good cook too. So it was great because we came from two really different backgrounds. I was very local raised and everything. Actually, I'm practicing speaking English on the radio, so people think that I'm actually smart. But I was, you know, I grew up eating a lot of local food, and my mom cooked great Chinese food. She's Chinese, mm-hmm. And Mari grew up eating very mainland style. So when we got together, you know, we kind of taught each other how to cook different things. Mm-hmm. And I specialize in some things, and you know, Mari specializes in the rest.
You talk about the blend of food. We talk about the blending of culture. We talk exactly. about the uniqueness yeah. of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. But we can also talk very openly about the blending of lives. Mm-hmm. How two people, uniquely created by God, out of the population of billions of people in the whole world, God would bring you together in a moment of time, and your lives interface to become one, and for God to work out His plan, a distinct plan mm-hmm. for you as you were individuals, now together as one, a plan unfolding that is redemptive, that is hope-bringing, life-giving mm-hmm. through Jesus Christ. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk more with Pastor Russell and Mari Stewart. You'll be amazed to hear, you know, it's good, you get to know them, where they went to school, a little bit of the background. But you know, God has worked miracles in their lives. Starting with, you know, one amazing thing with their child, their daughter. Man, this is one you do not want to miss. I want you to stay with us and get others to listen in, okay? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Amashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Amashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guests today, Pastors Russell and Mari Stewart. They are the pastors of the Ark Christian Center. And to find out more information about the Ark Christian Center, visit them at www.thearkcc.com. The Ark CC. Now, the Ark is spelled with a K.
Right, so, like the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, thearkcc.com. Before our break, Pastor Russ, you were talking about we were talking about your daughter, Rebecca, and something that God did.
Yeah.
Really a galvanizing moment, a miraculous moment. I want you to share that. But before we do, tell us, how did you become a follower of Jesus Christ?
Well, I grew up, as I mentioned, you know, I went to Hawaii Baptist Academy and went to a Baptist church for the first 20 years of my life, mm-hmm. Going to Sunday school and all. And, yeah, I never wanted to receive the Lord because, it would just, cramp my style, you know, infringe upon all my, having fun and doing the things that I wanted to do. And unfortunately, eventually, you know, I got into, just living a life of violence, drinking and doing a lot of drugs and that really ruined my life. So in 1969, I graduated from high school, and then went with a friend of mine to a church that was up in Kalihi Valley. And I had never been to a church like that. Unfortunately, we went and we were stoned. And so, you know, everything was seemed even weirder. Went up into the church, and everybody was raising their hands and clapping and singing, and people were crying and speaking in an unknown language, and here we were stoned. But what I noticed was that even though it was so out of bounds for me, I felt an overwhelming peace, and I wasn't freaking out, and I kept coming back to the church just to hear the music and to watch the people. I started inviting all my friends to come and see this weird sight, and people thought, wow, what a great new Christian bringing all his friends to the Lord. And I would see them get their lives changed and nothing would happen to me. And I wasn't saved yet. I'd never received Christ. And then one day I was standing there in the middle of the service, and I remembered something that I had heard growing up in church, that, you know, Jesus could come at any moment and take his people, and then all the sinners would be left behind. I don't necessarily subscribe to that now, but at that time I did. And the thought that came to me while everybody else was worshiping was that, you know, if Jesus came right now, I would be standing here by myself. Everybody else would go, and I'd be here by myself. And I had this fear and this loneliness come upon me. And I said, right after service, I just sought somebody out and said, pray with me. I need to accept Christ. And that's when I received Jesus. So it was a, and about four months later, I was in one of the services, and I was just speaking in English and singing, and all of a sudden I started speaking in this language that I wasn't trying to speak in, and I realized I had been filled with the Spirit, and I began to speak in other tongues. I went back to the Baptist church where I was had gone all these years, and I told them, hey, I got saved. And they were like, yay, that's awesome. And I said, when I was worshiping God, I started speaking in this other language. And they immediately kicked me out of the church.
Hmm.
So that was an interesting thing. They allowed me to go for 20 years not being saved and doing drugs and drinking. But as soon as I got filled with the wine of God, it scared them, you know. And I understood, you know. And but it was and so that introduced me to a new life. And when I got filled with the Spirit, immediately, God opened my eyes to start to see into the realm of the Spirit, things I'd never seen before. And I started to see spiritual beings. And this went on for about a year. And then it stopped after that. But during that time, the spirit world and the supernatural became very real to me. And I thought everybody that got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, that's what happened, you know. And it was a shock to me when I found out that, no, you know, not everybody has that same experience. But it prepared me for the type of miracle church that God wanted me to build at this time of our life.
Pastor Mari, what about you? What was your journey to Christ like?
Well, my journey is going to seem very simple compared to my husband's. But again, I was raised in a great Catholic home, and in my mind, I think if you had asked me if I was a Christian, I would have said yes, because that was my understanding. I carried around the Catholic Missal and went to church faithfully every Sunday, went to my catechism classes, raised in a Catholic school for those first 6 years of my life. But there was one day when I was about 13 years old, my mother got invited to a Christian women's club meeting. Mm-hmm. And when she came home, I could tell she wasn't the same person. There was a glow about her. The way she spoke was different. And she began to speak about a relationship with God that went beyond the pages of the book. And she began to share about having a relationship with him that was alive, and very dutifully sat down all six kids and began to share what we now call a testimony, and began to share what happened to her and about the prayer she prayed, and how Jesus went from being just a person she understood with her head to being the savior of her life. And right then and there, we all gave our lives to the Lord. And she was so excited for us that what she did was she invited one of the Bible school teachers who was teaching the women's Bible study in the groups that she would go to while we were off at school to come to our house through the summer. And we began to invite all of our neighborhood friends and saw our neighborhood get changed. And so that was the beginning of a journey that just gets better year after year.
Sounds like the beginnings of what many churches know of today.
Yes.
Like a vacation Bible school.
Absolutely.
You know? Exactly, yeah.
Wow. So Mom, she experienced the Lord. She brought it to her dear family, her children.
Yes.
But you know, what really touches me about that, Pastor Mari, is that she went beyond a prayer. You know, a lot of times people, we get into the, we have to be very careful that we're not just saying, hey, just say this prayer.
Exactly.
And you're saved, you know. It was like a good luck charm. Mm-hmm. We have to be cautious, but the prayer is very meaningful if there's genuine sincerity, meaning behind it, and a repentant life, a broken mm-hmm. before God, an open heart, you know, faith, which is very, it's between God and that person. Mm-hmm. But your mom wanted to disciple, to build you, to enrich you. What was it like when that teacher came over the summer? Any recollections of what happened within you?
I just remember that, you know, I mean, although I was raised in this great family, it wasn't just completely idyllic. You know, I went through all the struggles that teenagers go through. Mm-hmm. And there were times that I think I would have turned out, I know I would have turned out completely differently if the person I hadn't turned to was Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I was able to, through the struggles, still make decisions, not always perfect, but at least I knew that I could have peace with God. I understood what repentance was. And, you know, when you asked about those Bible studies, I learned some few key things mm-hmm. that getting saved didn't make me perfect right then. But what it did do, it gave me an avenue. It gave me a method of getting back to God. And that even now, if I mess up, that all I do is just get on my knees and I just ask, you know, Christ for forgiveness, and I'm instantly put back in right standing mm-hmm. with God. And that's something I didn't understand before. So mm-hmm. that, I think, was probably the greatest recollection, that mm-hmm. I could still mess up, but it didn't make me a failure in life.
Well, you know, the Lord brought two distinct individuals together, and you had a child. Your first child, mm-hmm. Rebecca. And when she was born, just as an infant, something happened. Tell us what happened.
Well, we were renting a home, and the home was, like many homes in Hawaii, we have those pesky little pests. Mm-hmm. And so we made a decision to have the house fumigated or treated. And we asked about the safety of the product. We were young parents, but we also had this young 6-month-old little girl. And we were assured that the product that was being used was going to be perfectly safe. And but there was something, and I believe then it was really the Holy Spirit of God at that point that said, yes, although they're saying it's safe and you can hang around the house while it's being done, it would only take an hour or two, just wait outside in the yard under the tree or something. I just knew to pack her up. My husband was away at work. And we only had one car, so the stroller and walking was the way that my mode of transportation. And I took her down to a local little shopping center, and we waited for a few hours. And actually, I waited almost till the end of the day. I wanted him to be coming home to help me in getting back in to the house. And we got back in, and the service people had left. And I didn't see any residue of any kind of chemical or anything. But unbeknownst to me, it was still there. And it was in the corners, and it was on the floor. And again, I believe it was the Holy Spirit of God that just gave me wisdom and said, you know, keep socks on her feet. She was just now starting to move around in a walker, kept the socks on her feet, and eventually went through our evening. But as the evening went on, she got fussier and fussier, and she was a very, very happy baby. And so to have her get fussy like that was very uncharacteristic of her. Eventually got her to sleep, but every half an hour, every hour, I don't know, maybe it was every 10 minutes it seemed, you know, as a tired new mom, she was getting up and crying. And so I didn't know what else to do. And I just figured, you know, what are we taught as young parents or parents of a young child is, you know, maybe sometimes just a warm bath will soothe them. Mm-hmm. So in my stupor, in my sleep, I got up and I remember clearly, I didn't pull out the little bathtub. I just filled the little sink in the bathroom with what I knew to be very warm water. I knew to test it with my wrist, but I was very sleepy and I thought, oh, let me just comfort her. And I began to put her into the water, she began to scream uncontrollably. And I flipped on the light because I only had the night light on in the room. I began to see her skin bubble from the top of her head to the soles of her feet as
as if she was being dipped in acid. And I called for my husband. Russ ran in, and we didn't know what else to do. We began to pray, and we rushed off to the hospital. And when the doctors saw her, they asked if that's what had happened, because they said she looked like a child from the Holocaust that had been gassed. Anyway, they rushed her off, and as we waited in the waiting room, they didn't let us go in with her, and she was screaming. We could hear her down the hallway. They brought back her socks to us, and all the skin from the bottom of her feet were stuck to the bottom of the sock. And they had said if we had not kept the socks in her feet, that they probably would have had to amputate her at the ankles, because it had eaten away so much of her body. She was bleeding from everywhere. And they basically looked at us and said, you know, we don't really have much hope for her. That she would probably be blind because it had gotten into her eyes. She would be deaf because the chemical had gotten into her ears. And that she would probably never speak because of the damage that had been done to her throat and to her larynx. As you can imagine, we sat there stunned as young parents. And if not for the grace of God, I don't think I would be sitting here today, because I would have carried that guilt of what I believe that I had done. But we did find out later. Maybe, Russ, you can share the part of the story about what happened.
Pastor Russ, you know, when you share that part, and, you know, we're talking, Pastor Mari, to hear you say it, to hear a mother share a story, an experience like that, is riveting as riveting can be. Because there's a point of connection with every one of us that has touched on some deep despair. I can't help but to think, Pastor Mari, that in your graciousness, in going back to share this moment, that someone today is listening and is in a place needing hope and all the things that they normally would have relied on are no longer there. They have no more trappings or things to hold on to. Very much like how you felt at that time. When we come back from our break, I want you to tell us more. There's a miracle that took place. Pastor Russ, I heard about it. I asked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you explained it to me, I thought to myself, they got to come on to the radio. They got to come and tell that story. Because someone is going to find hope in Jesus Christ. Is that you? Is that you today? Because as God does miracles in the steward's life, He can do miracles in your life. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chineta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Pastors Russell and Mari Stewart of the Ark Christian Center. The Ark Christian Center, you can find out more about their ministry at The Ark, and that's with a K, TheArkCC.com, TheArkCC.com. Before our break, Pastor Mari, I mean, if there was the proverbial edge of our seat, I was on it. And so it is, I think, with our dear listeners. Have you ever had to believe for a miracle because there was no other way, no other hope but for God to perform a miracle? Perhaps you're at a place like that in your life where you need something to happen that's far beyond what you can do, what you can conjure up, or what anybody can manufacture. Well, Pastor Mari, when you told that aspect of Rebecca, doctors not giving you much hope at all. She's burned like an acid burn, right?
Yes.
Pastor Russell, why don't you take us from there?
Yeah, you know, I don't think, you know, just explaining it. We have some pictures and, you know, we never even showed those pictures to Rebecca because of we thought it would be too traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, to hear that she looked like she was dipped in acid does not do justice to how horrible it was. She was burned from head to toe, totally disfigured. And, you know, even if she recovered, she would have been disfigured and deformed. So, you know, the fact that when she grew up, she, you know, was in beauty pageants and, she was in the Miss Hawaii pageant and was one of the runner-ups, is, you know, in itself a miracle. So, you know, Mari told the, you know, the bad part, and I just want to say this too, that God did not do that to her or to us to teach us a lesson. God is a good God. God is a good father. Any parent who would hurt their child to teach them a lesson would be put in prison. You know, that's child abuse. God is not a child abuser. But we do have a very real God, and we also have a very real devil.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus came to undo the works of the devil. And this mm-hmm. was one of those works. You know, the devil sought to destroy our daughter, to keep her from growing up, to be able to minister for God, but God had other plans.
Now, she went. Both your children went to privilege to go to Kamehameha schools too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, So there she is. What happened in, you know, we want to know what happened in the, how did things change?
Well,
tell us what happened.
It was when the, you know, we had to move out of the house because of the chemicals that were still there. And we didn't just have to move out. We had to move out at 2 o'clock in the morning, that morning. We could never go back into that house again. All of our belongings, from our furniture to our dressers to all of our clothes, everything that we had, even the clothes we had on our back, we had to dispose of it all. All the baby clothes, baby carriage, everything, anything that could possibly have had any of the residue, we had to get rid of. So we went from, and Mari was only 18 at the time. You know, I was in my early 20s. Just getting started, it had only been saved a few years, but we knew that you know, God was the only answer. He was our only hope, and so we left the house, we left everything behind, and 3 days later, Rebecca was still, she hadn't slept in 3 days. She had been crying the whole time, in total pain. And of course, you know, we were in pain with her. And I was reading my Bible, and I saw a scripture in the book of James that says, if there is any sick among you, call for the elders of the church, that they can pray over them, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. And if you've committed any sins, it shall be forgiven. And I said, that's what we have to do. And I just believed it was God speaking to us to do that. So we drove at 10 o'clock at night to our pastor's home, knocked on the door, and he wasn't there. But his wife was there. And she said, well, he's in a the elders' meeting. And I said, well, you know, this is the scripture the Lord gave us. And I said, can we call him and have he and the elders pray right now over the phone?
Did they know what had happened? She know what had happened?
No, we just explained it to them right at that time. You know, showed pastor's wife our daughter and said, we need to have the pastor and the elders pray now.
Mm.
And so she called them at the meeting. They answered the phone, praise God, and we anointed her with oil in the house. Pastor's wife anointed her with oil as one of the elders, and they prayed over the phone, and she was instantly fell asleep.
She fell asleep.
Instantly. And from that moment on, she began to heal. And when I say heal, she peeled every inch of skin off of her body, came off. And within just a matter of just a really short time, how long do you think that was?
It was a couple of weeks. A
couple of weeks. She peeled from head to toe, and she had all brand new skin again.
Baby skin.
Baby skin. Just perfect.
Hmm.
And
what was it like? Okay, you prayed. You applied what you read in Scripture.
Exactly.
You went and you did what the Scripture says.
To the letter.
Okay, and then now, over a course of a couple of weeks, you're seeing Rebecca's skin peeling off. What went on inside of you emotionally at that time?
You know, for me, there was almost no emotion. It was an expectation. It was like God gave me a faith that we did what we're supposed to do. There was, and he was going to come through. There was no doubt. There was no wondering if. There was no need to pray again.
Mm-hmm.
It just... we knew that was it. When we took our child, went home.
How about you? When you're seeing the skin peeling off and you see the baby skin beneath.
I think the first word that comes to my heart is gratitude.
Hmm.
Gratitude for such a good God. And the second word that comes to mind is promise. Hmm. That what God was manifesting on the outside of her body, we still had to believe for the inside of her body. Remember, they had told mm-hmm. us she would be blind,
mm-hmm.
she would be deaf,
mm-hmm.
she would never speak, and that they couldn't confirm that the brain, that there would be brain damage that she could overcome. And those things had not been tested yet, but we were seeing a representation on the outside of what God was already doing on the mm-hmm. inside.
Yeah, the doctors actually told us that she might just be a vegetable, even if she did recover.
Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks went by. The skin peeled off. And there she was. Now, how did you find out about the hearing and speaking? And
in taking her back for testing and, you know, hearing the doctors themselves say, this is a miracle, when only 2 weeks prior, it was the conversation was centered around hunting for a home that she would have to live in to be taken care of, because it was the difficulties for us would be too great to handle for ourselves.
And we were bold to tell the doctors, this is what we did. You couldn't help, and we understand, you know, medical science is, you know, only can do what they can do. But I said, so this is what we did, and this is what God did. Mm-hmm. And you can see the result.
You know, today, somebody is listening and they're thinking or feeling. Sometimes it's not a thought. It's just a feeling. It's a connection. What would you say to somebody? I think you have the right to say it, having shared what you shared, having experienced what you've experienced. And to know now today that Rebecca is married, she has her own son. She's a beautifully gifted musician and gifted in so many ways. What would you say to somebody who is at a point of despair and they're in need of God to step in and do something miraculous?
I would say that God is a God of the impossible, that with man it seems impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So he makes our impossible situations possible. She wouldn't be where she is today, as I said, if not for the grace of God.
And it didn't happen the first day. It didn't happen the second day. It happened the third day, late in the evening. We still had lost everything that we owned. Mm-hmm. We still had to move out of the house and we're homeless. I still lost my job, not being able to go into work because I had to take care of her. And it took years for us to recover from those kind of things. But nevertheless, God is not a microwave God, but he is a faithful God. And we don't pray for 5 seconds or 5 minutes. It's a life of prayer. It's a life of believing. You go after the cross, and when the need is there, the cross will respond. I think most people will go after life, and then when things go wrong, they try to go after the cross, and nothing happens. You have to go after the cross all the time, every day. And when the need arises, Christ is there. And your faith is there.
You know, when we come back from our break, I just sense, Pastors Russell and Mari, that God has brought you here, and as you've shared, there's a grace, and perhaps today would be one of those appropriate times to just pray for someone who is saying, can you pray for me? Sometimes the level of faith lifts in the atmosphere. And by the grace of God, it transcends locality. It goes through radio waves or the cyberspace waves, if that's appropriate to say it in that fashion. But prayer. God answers prayer.
Amen.
And when we come back, I want you to pray. Okay, stay with us, we'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Amashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Amashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guests today, dear friends, Pastors Russell and Mari Stewart. They're the pastors of the Ark Christian Center in Kaneohe, Hawaii, on Oahu. You can find out more about their ministry at the Ark. That's the Ark with a K, the Ark, like the Ark of the Covenant, thearkcc.com. And you know, programs like this and others can be available. You can get your friends to listen. And you might be thinking, man, this story, my relative needs to hear it. My friend needs to hear it. This is just what they need. Well, you say, but I cannot listen at 2 o'clock. It's just at one point of time. Well, you can listen at midnight. Oh, but we're sleeping at midnight. Well, they can listen 24/7 at the Good Life Hawaii.
That's awesome.
.org. Available anytime. Okay, really at your convenience. You can use it as a tool to reach a family member or friend. The Good Life Hawaii.org. Pastor Russell, you know, you were talking before our break about faith. And you know, what I'm observing is that in the midst of this pain with Rebecca, now you're seeing the miracle of God take place. Her skin is peeling off and the baby's got fresh skin there. And now we know the story of how she has grown and blossomed.
Mm-hmm.
But about faith, sometimes we get so demoralized in pain that we drift from God as opposed to pressing in. Is that you mentioned about going to the cross,
mm-hmm.
going to the cross?
Yeah.
Can you elaborate a little bit more about what you meant by that?
Well, you know, let me just say this, that I believe part of what God has called us to do in our ministry is to teach people who they are in Christ. When, you know, most people in church would, you know, they know a little bit about who God is. They know a lot about who the devil is sometimes, you know, and they... Mm-hmm. They all, you know, you hear them talking about, you know, what the devil does and all this and what, and they know a little bit about what God is, but very few Christians know much about who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And because they don't understand who they are, they miss out on what they're, on what God has provided for them. They're looking, when they pray, they're praying to a God in heaven. They're praying to Christ somewhere. They're going to a crucifix or a cross. They're going to a church because they think that's where Christ is. But Colossians 1:27, I think Paul deals with that real clearly. He says that it's Christ in you. That's the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. And when God heals our soul is our mind. And he has to clean out our mind from all of the wrong kind of thoughts to bring us to a place of real faith. Real faith is not just believing, because believing in God does not produce faith. It just produces believing.
You know, Pastor Russell, when we talk about faith and believing, I think there's a level of faith. You're a man that has the gift, gifted with the gift of faith. And in a moment like today, and Pastor Mari, somebody is saying, can you pray for me? Can you pray for my situation? Can you pray? We've got just a couple of minutes. Can you say a prayer for someone who is in a moment of despair?
Certainly. Father God, I just thank you today for each person out there who may be listening, hearing the sound of my voice, and identifying with the story of pain that has been related, some of the most intimate thoughts that I've been able to share today. God, I just pray that you are able, and they are able to connect one with another, that, Father, there's a reaching out, there's a touching, that there's a connection, Father, to your goodness and to your grace. And right now, I know, God, that you're able. You were able to do that in me. You were able to erase the pain and the hurt that I felt of the things that I had maybe done wrong in hurting my own daughter's life. But, Father, I know that your grace is sufficient for them right now. And I just ask for you to reach out and to touch them, Lord.
Yes,
let there be a peace that passes all understanding come into their life even now. Mm. Thank you, Father, that you're able to do that, that you're desiring to do that. And I pray for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
And Lord, if there's anybody out there that feels that you won't answer their prayer because they're not worthy, because of something that they've done or their past, let them know, Lord, that your word says that you made them worthy, that because of your life in them, they can approach the throne with boldness.
Yes.
Lord, that healing is the children's bread, and you, if any child asks of you bread, you're not going to give them something that they don't want. They have the right. They have the audience of God Himself to come boldly to your throne room and ask, Lord, for your for you to give them the bread of life in the form of healing.
Hallelujah. We do say all these things and pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Receive that as God's blessing. In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories from people like Pastors Russell and Mari Stewart. Invite someone to listen in. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Luke chapter 7, verse 21. We're talking about miracles. At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Pastors Russell and Mari Stewart.
You're welcome.
Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.